I live in rural Yorkshire in this really small village, and the primary school was literally like just like you could almost, you know, roll out of bed and you'd be there. It was so close. And the time that I was there, there were between 15 and 30 pupils, which is so small, but it was brilliant. I mean, it was just like one big family, really. And because, you know, it's so local, everyone really knew each other. I had a helper there who helped me in the classroom. And I also had a Braille teacher who came in a few times a week. And the helper had been with me since I was two at nursery school. So we knew each other really well. And I mean, I was obviously little because I was at primary school, but it was a fantastic place for me to grow. And it was just like one big family. And I was the only, you know, disabled person there. But no one really saw it like that. And even the teachers worked to adapt things if necessary. The children all helped. Like, we all helped each other. And we used to do school plays, and because it was so small, everyone got a part, you know, and I got some of the main parts. And so it was just a great place where, you know, my confidence could develop, and where I felt really, I mean, I was so little that I never really thought of myself as different. I knew that they could see and I couldn't, but it just never really came, you know, to my mind. And I have two sisters and a brother, and they all went there as well. So our family was like a quarter of the school's population because it was so small.